Arrow Precision pushes the boundaries for modern sporting rifle builds and machines receivers from custom forgings for added strength and durability. Arrow Precision delivers top quality American-made products at an affordable price. ArrowPrecisionUSA.com.
You've made it through 3 hours of the regular show on terrestrial radio, and you wanted a little bit more, so that's why you found the Gun Talk After Show podcast, where we saved all the best things that we can't say on regular radio. Now, here's Tom, Michelle, and Jim for the Gun Talk After Show.
After show time. Hey, Tom Gresham here. It's Gun Talk. Glad that you could be with us, as always, because I like to be somewhere, because I've been nowhere before.
He's a real nowhere man.
I knew you were going to do it. Yeah. I knew it. We got Jim and Michelle with us. Hey, guys.
Hi.
We've been working together too long.
Sitting in his nowhere. Yeah, okay.
Making all a bit like his you'd nowhere be... plans.
Wow. Oh, my gosh.
Whoa. For nobody.
Oh, my gosh. Well, now.
I know. Keep my day job.
Hidden talents. You might want to keep those hidden. I mean.
Yes. I agreed.
Oh, my goodness. So, Michelle, I could practically hear you shouting over there when the guy was saying, yeah, he took his wife and his daughter to the gun store, and then he got out of the way and let a woman working there work with them and get them into the gun. I'm thinking, that's Michelle!
That's right. It's exactly the way it should be done.
Amen.
And it worked.
Right? Kudos for him for acknowledging that and stepping out of the way.
Yeah, that's right. And this is a guy that obviously shot bullseye. His dad was military shooter. Mm-hmm. He knows a lot about guns, but he had the common sense, or not common, the sense to get out of the way.
The rare sense.
Yeah.
The uncommon sense is more like it. Boy, isn't that the truth? Holy cow. Hey, we got some folks that called in. They're on hold. Let's just say, why don't we just keep them on hold and not talk to them?
Oh, Tom, be nice.
No. Okay. Hey, Mitch, you're in Arkansas. Where in Arkansas are you, sir?
Right in the middle. I'm in Conway.
Oh, okay. Yep, right now. That's just north of Little Rock, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
Okay, thought so. Exactly. So what's going on?
Well, I'm looking at pocket pistols and for self-defense, of course. And I recently went to a range that rents guns. That's a great way to figure out, you know, what fits you well. I did that with my wife, so that's another good way to do that.
Wait, you rented your wife?
No.
What? Did you call the right show?
I'm so sorry, nope. Mitch. Carry on.
I got the wrong number. It's actually in Little Rock. There's a range that lets you rent pistols, and so went and did that and shot the Ruger LCP2, which I really liked.
Uh-huh.
I liked the feel of it, accuracy and everything, but out of the 10 rounds, I had 2 failure to feed, and obviously for a self-defense weapon, that concerned me. And I talked to the guy at the counter afterwards, and he said, well, maybe you didn't have a firm enough grip on it, which I don't know, may be the truth, but for self-defense, I don't care why it doesn't shoot. When I pull the trigger, I want it to shoot. So what do you know about the reliability of that gun? And if I bought one and had trouble with it, would I have any trouble getting Ruger to, you know, either fix or replace it?
Okay. Several different thoughts here. One is that the LCP2 is very good, but the LCP Max, which is brand spanking new, is so much better. That would be the gun I would be looking at. It is almost identical in size, but it is slightly thicker grip, slightly 10-round magazine instead of a 6-round magazine. And you can get a 12-round magazine for it. I would look really hard, and frankly, better sights, and I think a little better trigger called the LCP Max. Let's go back to your issue. When the LCP first came out, Ruger got a lot of calls about this gun jams, this gun doesn't feed, blah, blah, blah. And it was always the same reason. It's because the thing weighs nothing. It's nothing. There's no mass there. So you have to provide the mass. You have to shoot it differently. You got to get a death grip on it and lean into it to give it something to work against so that slide can move without the action moving. Because obviously if the action starts moving backwards, it absorbs some of the energy from the slide. And it's really possible, in fact, likely to get a misfeed. But in every case I've ever heard of, and Michelle, you helped me out here, it was once you start gripping it hard and leaning into it, it fixed it.
Yes, and I agree. It is definitely all in the grip. And, of course, the big difference between the LCP2 and the new Max is as long as you have the hand strength to work the slide, you should not have an issue. And I, too, think that you would enjoy the grip size a lot better, making it easier to get a hold of.
Okay. Hey, I'll definitely take a look at the Max. I was thinking that was the one that they discontinued, but I guess I'm wrong about that.
Well, no, the Max is brand new, just came out.
Right.
LCP1. Okay.
They had the LCP, and then, yeah, they made the new LCP2, which was a light rack, right?
Which is still available.
I don't know. Is the LCP2 a light rack? I know they've got the 380EZ.
That's Smith.
That's Smith. They all blend together.
I know it. I believe that's the difference. I could be wrong.
Oh, okay. You could be right. You know, okay. It's got to be
the first time for everything. The red trigger, and that they discontinued it. I must have read something incorrectly, I guess.
Take a look at the LCP Max, and the other thing is, here's the thing. It's just not unique to Rugers. Everybody who brought out the little bitty guns like that had the same thing happen, that you really have to commit to holding them really firmly and leaning into them to get them to work right. And that's just a factor of the mass of it. Mm-hmm. And if that's a concern to you, then you might want to consider getting something that's just a little bit larger where you're not going to have to do quite as much. But either way, you still need to get a good, honestly, it's amazing how many times you can fix a semi-auto by gripping it hard and leaning into it.
Okay. Great information. Thank you very much.
You bet. Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
Hey, Tom, before we jump on to Jim and Brandon, in a situation like that, you got your arm locked out, and there's where you're using your whole upper body as resistance, right?
Mm-hmm.
And your firm purchase. Is it worthwhile training, shooting from the hip on an up-close situation where you're not able to extend your arm out?
It's always, that's always worth, a good idea to train. I'm going to shoot from, they call it shooting from retention, not really from the hip, because people have it too low, but you draw and you basically pull that gun up to almost inside your pectoral muscle, right against your rib cage, and you rack the slide slightly, you tilt it slightly away from your body, that way the slide doesn't get caught up in your shirt and everything. And you're really shooting with your hand pressed against your upper rib cage, and that way people can't grab your gun, or if they try to, you could just shoot them, and it kind of makes them forget about trying to grab your gun when you do that.
Yeah, puts a real damper on their day.
Yeah, but no, it's a good point. You need to work with different positions of how do I need to hold this gun to make sure it shoots reliably, from maybe a one-handed grip instead of having a two-handed grip.
Because in theory, you could be just out of the holster and have to discharge.
Yes.
And unless you had some kind of forearm strength and resistance, you're not going to get your second shot off necessarily.
Well, and it also is a reminder, any of these guns can jam in some form or fashion.
Mm-hmm.
And working on your training of doing a tap rack. You smack the bottom. First of all, the primary reason that semi-automatics don't feed correctly is the magazine is not inserted completely into the gun.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
It goes bang one time. And then it comes back and doesn't pick up the next one. So I tap, you smack the bottom of the magazine to seat it, and then reach over and rack the slide one time. It feeds a fresh round in, and that'll take care of 99.6% of the problems.
And sometimes with these smaller pistols like that, too, I have run into a problem, a pistol that I really wanted to own. But when I took it out to the range, it came in used. When I took it out to the range to try it out, every time I would pull it out of the holster and get ready to use it at our stations, I would accidentally hit the mag release button. And they don't make bigger grips for the model.
Right,
they're polymer.
Right.
You can't do anything about it. So I'm like, nope. Can't do that.
It has the auto mag ejection system.
Right.
Right.
So these
that's
small
no
guns,
good.
Yeah, that's it can be an issue,
too. The way around is you carry 35 mags.
Right.
Solution for everything.
What you do is you carry it without a mag in it. and you work on drawing and inserting a mag once it gets out of the holster.
Yeah. Well, and with these itty-bitty pistols, the sights are itty bitty as well. So it really is not. I mean, it really is kind of to what your point was, Jim. It's really just a kind of point and shoot kind of a thing.
Right.
Mm-hmm. It's you know, a lot of these are kind of get off me guns.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. It's really what they are. And if that's the case, talk about training. If you happen to need to shoot and somebody's right on top of you, there's an excellent chance you're going to get a malfunction.
Yes.
You'll get one shot off, and then it's going to get caught up in
a battery or whatever,
the junk and everything else. And you do need to practice and know how to do a tap rack. And people are going, what are you talking about? Well, take a class.
Can you use the assailant's temple as something to tap
off? Oh, my.
Tap on the side of his head. And
I would think that probably would work, yes. And then while he's on the ground, you have all the time in the world to do the rack part.
Right, smack and rack, we call it.
Smack and rack, yeah.
It's a new model.
It's kind of like mac and cheese.
Yes. It's Jim's training.
Gee, why do they keep me and Michelle off the main show?
Huh. Why'd you put me in that category? I just merely laughed at what you said.
He just warped is the problem.
He just needs the reassurance shows. He's needy that way.
Yes, Jim, you're funny.
And we're not talking ha-ha, so there's
right,
there.
Right.
Oh, geez. I don't know. We probably don't have anybody left to talk to
you
anymore.
We got another Jim who's probably much more stable.
Who isn't?
Yeah. Good point.
Jim in Weatherford, Texas. How in the world have you stuck through us all this mess?
I don't know. Michelle accused me of giving her a fake phone number. I might be right in there with you.
Well, there's a whole story there we ought to get into at some point.
You shouldn't have asked for her number. I mean, that's all stems from that.
Earlier in the year, I called you a couple of times, got on the air, and encouraged you to help us out getting Texas constitutional carry.
Mm-hmm.
And in there and gave us a good speech both times. And I really think that probably had a lot to do with pushing our representatives, over the line and getting us our permitless carry this year. So I want to thank you for that.
Well, absolutely. And that went into effect on September 1, this past mm-hmm. Wednesday. Texas has constitutional carry. And what has been interesting, Jim, and you've seen it, as have I, is the media is losing its mind, and they're predicting that, all these horrible things are going to happen as though no one's ever had constitutional carry before.
Lots of crime scenes they have to cover, Tom.
Oh, my gosh.
Seems like we've heard that story before.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
right?
And we got the whole what if, or what's going to happen, blah, blah, blah. And, of course, the national media now paid attention because it was Texas, because it was finally a state that they actually knew where it was. And, of course, and also they were mad at Texas for any number of other reasons, because they passed all these other laws that got their attention. But you want to say, look, it's been about 243 to 245 years that Vermont has had constitutional carry, permitless carry, and you really have not seen a lot of news about the massive crime waves in Vermont, have you?
Hmm. Yep.
Hmm.
Right.
We got a track record here. And the whole, I just want to tell them, you just don't understand how uninformed would be the kind way. Stupid would be the way that I would like to say it. Mm-hmm. How stupid you look and sound when you say things like that.
Well, that's what you think. But when the CDC puts out their report, we're going to really know where this baseline is.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, the CDC has announced they're going to be doing gun violence research. And the director said she wants to work with those in the gun community, except that she has not, at least yet, reached out to the National Shooting Sports Foundation, which is the firearms industry trade group and has all the data on this.
Well, so, why to go to a reliable source?
When you can make up your own stuff.
Exactly.
Also, Tom, I'm a firearm instructor, and I've been using your advice in teaching my students on the front sight focus, and then more recently on, after they get the front sight focus going, on using their active mind to think about their trigger press.
How's that working?
Really good results. Mm. And Michelle loved this, the females always outshoot the men.
Yes.
That's not true. That's
always.
Just not true. No, that's just not. It can't be true. I'm sorry. No.
I furnished 22 pistols and the 22 ammo for my classes.
Mm-hmm.
And then I have 20 some odd 9s and 380s laid out in the classroom, also to handle during breaks.
Mm-hmm.
And after they finish their test with the 22s, at the end of class, we go to the range and they do 50-round test. Then they can pick up any of the 9s and 380s. I take a dozen with me to the range.
Mm-hmm.
And they do really well. After starting with the 22s, they do really well mm-hmm. with the 9s and 380s.
Yep, builds up their confidence on something lightweight.
Yep. I turn out some good shooting students.
Mm-hmm. That's
terrific. That is true. Well, thank you for doing that.
You know, we have a similar circumstance that we've undergone an experiment on, too, Tom.
Yeah? What's
yeah.
that?
Well, Jim has taken several classes at our store, and every time he says, I know I can shoot better, I know I can shoot better, to the point where he started wearing skirts.
Did that help?
She just outed me.
And now he shoots better.
My score went up 3 points, yeah. I doubled my brain
Jim,
size, too.
You're
and,
such a girly like, mon.
And your IQ went up, too.
Exactly.
So there's that. Oh, man. Hey, Jim, thank you for the call. I appreciate that. And, yes, congrats for Texas and getting permitless carry.
Yes.
And, you know,
yep.
And we will wait, you know, with bated breath for mm-hmm. the ambulances to be lined up to haul people to the hospitals as a result. Yeah, that's not going to happen.
Yeah. CSC, yep. Common Sense Carry.
Common Sense
wow,
Carry.
Wow, look at you.
I've got a couple today, man. I'm on a roll.
What was the other one?
Good.
Something about short-term memory I lost. I don't know.
That was at least an hour ago. We don't remember anything.
Yeah, we had the smack and rack. I remember
smack
that.
Smack and rack. God.
I remember now.
Hey, Brandon,
don't
go anywhere.
Memory.
Yeah, Brandon, hold on for like a minute and a half. We're going to get back to you in just a sec. I want to take this quick break, and then we will do that.
Remington Ammunition's Arkansas factory is making millions of rounds of green and yellow box ammo every day. From UMC to Wingmaster HD, look for your favorite loads back on shelves. And with the introduction of Remington's new cord-locked tipped, the deadliest mushroom in the woods is even deadlier. Classic hard-hitting cord-locked performance meets improved accuracy and long-range potential to make this season the deadliest yet. Big Green is back. Visit Remington.com.
Visit GunTalk.com/win to enter GunTalk's September Silence Giveaway. One grand prize winner takes home the CVA Cascade bolt-action rifle in 7mm Aught-8, the Silencer Central Banish 30 suppressor, and $500 True Timber gift card. One first prize winner gets a $500 gift card to spend at TrueTimber.com. Enter now through September 30th at GunTalk.com/win.
All right, back with you here. Let's go straight to Brandon. He's in Dublin, California, I believe that is. Hey, Brandon, you're up. What's up?
Hey, how are you guys today?
Great. We're wonderful.
Excellent. I'm a first-time caller, long-time listener, and I'm glad I got in on the after show where apparently it's more fun.
That's a rumor.
Welcome.
Either that or I'm a masochist. Yeah. So I'm not sure which.
You're setting yourself
that does
up.
Help.
Yeah. Yeah. I have a couple questions, but let's start with what's most important. I just bought a Holosun 507C on a Labor Day sale a couple days ago.
Uh-huh.
And I want to look into mounting it onto one of my Glocks, either a 19 or a 29. And I'm looking at trying to mount it into the dovetail without having to mill the slide initially because I'm not sure which gun I want it on exactly. Mm. And I basically want to test it and try it and see if I like it.
Just
first.
Duct tape right over the top of it.
Duct tape. Yeah, there you go.
That's a musician solution for sure.
Touche.
Takes one to know one.
So you want to, Michelle, I may have to hand this over to you because I don't know how you would mount one of these into the dovetail slot, the sight, rear sight dovetail. Is there a mount available that will do that, and then you can mount this Holosun sight on top of that?
There is nothing that I know of right now that is being produced that will do that. So typically, you would put these on the MOS slides. So mm-hmm. I don't know if it's a possibility that you could get a different slide and mill it out. I understand you don't know which pistol that you want to put it on, but ideally it wouldn't matter whether it was, the barrel's not going to make that big of a difference whether you want to put it on the 17 or the 19. It's just going to be maybe, I mean, the weight really isn't that big of a difference either. But I don't know what your hesitation is to picking which pistol, but I would look at...
Yeah, it was a 29 or a 19.
Oh, a 29 or 19. Okay.
Yeah, and it was kind of a caliber issue and kind of ease of shooting because the 29 is a little smaller.
Right.
So, the real solution is buy another one.
Well, I would say you can just get slides, and you
just
can
gonna say you can just get a slide to set up for that.
Yep. And which one do you shoot more? Which one do you have more ammunition available for? That's kind of where I would base that off of. You're going to enjoy it regardless of which pistol it's on, but I don't know of anything that would put in the dovetail.
And okay. I've seen plates and stuff that they do make for it, and I was right. wondering if you had an opinion about it. So
right, and I think for reasons of being able to mount it down and keep it secure, you're going to have that kind of a plate on there.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
A lot of forces going on with that slide smacking back and forth.
Yeah, Jim, I'm sorry. I don't think your tape would work.
Well, for first shot.
Once.
Yeah.
And then maybe your scope would work again, maybe.
what you do then is you have to shoot and then duck as the slide, and I mean, the sight comes right back at you.
Right.
You know, you get the one shot, and then your Holosun is coming back, smacking you right between the eyes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't think the dovetail's enough support there. And besides, I don't know of anybody that's making anything to put into that dovetail. Yeah,
same here.
Well, okay. Would you mind if I ask you one more question?
Why not? We'll make up stuff.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I have an old Marlin 39 lever action.
Nice.
That was handed down to me by my dad. I mean, it's pristine. It was his first gun. And it's the 39, not the 39A. So it was produced, I'm guessing, sometime between 31 and 38.
Wow.
But unfortunately, I lost the front sight off of it. Where should I be looking to get a front sight
Collectors
for that?
Group, no?
How about Skinner sights?
Okay.
If you look up Skinner sights, they make sights for lever actions. And I'll bet you Alan over at Skinner sights can take care of you.
Yep, they'll help you with the height and everything. The only other thing I would say was maybe try like Numeric gun parts to see if they had an authentic Marlin sight. But you know, those parts are going to become tougher and tougher to get.
Yeah, SkinnerSights.com.
They make great sights.
They really do.
They're great.
And then Marlin 39. Now, what they're going to do is you're probably going to end up wanting to put their peep sight on because it's going to greatly improve that gun. Put a peep sight on, and they get a new front sight. But if you just give them a holler, they'll take care of you. They're good people. They really understand guns, and they'll get you fixed up.
Yeah. Actually, the gun already has a peep sight.
Oh, it does?
Yeah, so you just need that.
Oh, just need front sight. Yeah. Try Skinner. Skinner sights.
All right. Excellent.
Brandon, thanks. I thought you were going to say that you wanted to trade that for a... Chinese Gibson Les Paul ripoff.
No, I'm only, you know, maybe you have the, a 59 custom shop or something like that.
Brandon. You're breaking up. We can't hear you, Brandon.
I bet.
I think maybe you oversold it with the Chinese thing.
I need a new Alembic is what I do need.
Oh,
so.
Who doesn't?
You guitar guys. Jeez.
I don't understand it.
I'm a drummer. I'm going to go practice my scales.
Oh, yeah. This conversation is just for musicians, Tom.
Ah, okay. That's a lot. Here we go.
Thank you. Thank you guys for all you do. I really appreciate it. So, and I've enjoyed listening to you guys for the last couple of years. So, thank you again.
Well, take care. Thank you.
Appreciate that. Okay, so
tell your friends.
a little known and useless fact for you, because we're talking about the MOS on the sites on the slides, right,
mm-hmm.
Michelle?
Yep.
That way they're ready to go for optical sites and all that.
Mm-hmm.
But in the TV movie video world from old days, MOS meant something else,
else. I know.
He knows.
Go ahead, yeah. Horshack.
Go ahead, Horshack. Have at it.
It stands for mid-out sound.
Mid-out sound. If you're going to record it without sound, and the German directors from the old time,
that's how Jim's always recorded.
Mid-out sound.
It's true.
Yeah, no, that's right. Mid-out sound. So we're going to record, yeah.
And they still use that. They still use it today.
Yeah. The people say they're going to shoot MOS, even if they have no idea where that phrase comes from. At least the tradition tells us that that's where it came from.
So when they say they're going to shoot MOS, so you're like, whoa, what gun do you have?
Yeah. A quarter inch? Or...
Yeah. So what kind of red dot are you putting on there?
Right.
And they're going, now we're going, eh?
Well, yeah. Well, the other one was the C-47. You know what that is, Tom?
That's a plane.
No.
C-47 is a clothespin.
Damn it, he's good.
Clothespin.
And why?
That's right. Because that was item number C-47 on the list.
They had big bins, like dumpsters full of parts, and mm-hmm. C-47 is where you would go to get clothespins.
So,
yes.
Okay, I was going to say, like, 46 didn't matter?
The main reason is because when you're on a shoot with a client, you don't want to tell your grip, hey, give me a clothespin. It just sounds unprofessional. I need three C-47s. Okay.
Yeah. That way you can buy them at like $2 for 100 of them.
Sure.
And then you mark them up and you charge them $5 for each C-47.
Correct. Yeah. Absolutely. So,
there it is.
Was it a difference whether it had a spring or it was just the notched clothespin?
No, this is spring, baby. We're going back.
Okay.
All the way. That's right.
Too bad we don't need another break.
I need one.
From you guys.
Oh, you filled in the blank.
Yeah.
Everybody else had already filled in the blank. That's right. And then the blank had to speak up.
I've received too many smacking rags in my day.
You're about ready to get another one.
I know.
That's okay. And you're going to be a beneficiary of the thing I invented, the slapogram.
Yes, well deserved.
Be a man. Send a slapogram.
When you don't know what to send, send your very best.
It's better than a singing telegram. They open the door, we'll just slap them for you.
Mm-hmm.
Send a slapogram.
Don't see a downside.
Well, you say it's your birthday.
Well, all righty then. So anyway, I had a good day at the range. We shot revolvers, lever actions, and the 1911. And the fun part was watching this 12-year-old young man pick up that 1911, start shooting it, and he was having so much fun.
That's cool.
It sounds to me like you're just being a show-off that you have ammo.
Oh, no, I made everybody bring their own ammo.
Oh, okay.
You kidding me?
We can't afford that.
We want to give you a real-world first shooting experience.
Go find your ammo.
Go mortgage your house and buy some ammo.
Here's a round.
Right. Placement.
Of course. Yeah, with a single round, you always get a good group.
Sure.
Oh, yeah.
Consistent, at least.
That's right. Oh, boy.
Oh, it is cool, though. Just a little bit of coaching and what a mm-hmm. difference. And the light turns on, and they're like, I got this. It's awesome. No,
exactly right. Yep. Well, okay, guys. I wish I had news. I keep waiting for Ruger to make their announcement on when the new Marlins are coming out.
Mm-hmm.
But I have heard nothing. I mean, and I am just like really wanting this to happen. I'm excited because I know they're going to do a good job with them.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I know that they want to announce them. I was kind of hoping they would announce them at the NRA annual meetings, which are supposed to be held this weekend, which are canceled.
Well, they did. They just had to yell really loud so everyone could hear them.
But if you're in Houston, you might be able to hear them doing that,
mm-hmm.
right? Yeah. So, no word yet, But as soon as we have it, we'll get them on here and we'll have all the info. I mean, I don't even know which calibers or anything else, which models they're going to come out with first.
Yeah, it'd be nice to have another lever action or L lever action to choose from.
A lever action, yeah, because they're in short, short supply.
Yes, they are.
I mean, I couldn't believe it. I walked in, there's that one sitting on the wall. I went,
what?
Huh.
Say, really?
What's wrong with that one?
Really? What? And, you know, that's one of those you take out of the range and thinking, I hope I wasn't stupid. I hope it actually goes bang.
Right.
You know, going, yeah, it did. Yeah.
It looks like it has all the parts.
So much fun, man.
Speaking of going bang, I tried my AR build out yesterday. I still don't have my sights on, but I wanted to make sure it functioned before I got too far, right?
Yep.
So I did the proverbial, you know, eyes and ears on always anyway, but I did the turn my head away, point it towards the ground.
Nice.
Not trusting your own build.
Well, yeah. You know, something goes wrong. I don't want my face to be the first thing to find out about it.
Oh, I could. I never mind. No,
yeah, just leave it alone. It's just too easy.
Why start now?
It's just too easy.
You learn from the past a bunch of times, have you, obviously?
Jim, there's still such a thing called ricochet.
Yes, there is. But it worked fine, and put two mags through with zero issues if it malfunctioned.
Like one magazine with one round and one magazine with another?
Yeah. The Michelle Cleveland carry method. Carry 35 mags with one round each.
There you go.
No, yeah, everything functioned fine. And I've been doing some reading, and you know, I'm a geek. You know, I like to learn stuff. A lot of guys, including Jerry Mitchell, which kind of surprised me, are now leaning towards Mobile One.
Guess
for gun oil. Mobile One. And there's only four spots. You don't have to lather down an AR like
synthetic gun oil.
Yeah. Yeah, like we've been told, you know, you got to slather them up so they fall. There's really only 4 points of contact. And the synthetic oil holds up really well. And, you know, I'm sure two mags is enough to cause something to seize anyway. But I've followed the new school of thought on that. And
where did you get this information?
I've been doing some research.
You check your sources.
You look up Mobile One gun oil. You'll see. You know, a quart of it's like probably $15, but if it's for a gun, it's $75.
Right.
But yeah, look into it. Look into it. Tell me what you think.
No, you just get a quart of it and you put it into little bitty eyedropper bottles and sell those for $5 each.
Oh,
always thinking.
Genius.
Always thinking.
There you go.
You only need 4 little drops of contact, right?
Yeah,
that's right.
Mm-hmm. I just want to buy 4 drops, but it was hard to find that.
Until you came along.
Yes, right. But seriously, look into that and tell me what you think, Tom. Because I thought at first, I don't know, I'll try it. It's a new build. Why not? I can always clean it and re-lube it with standard gun lube. But a lot of guys are swearing by it. So
I'll check it out.
Mobile One. Yeah.
And in the meantime, if people have been using it and they want to know about that and want us to know about it, next week you can actually call in during the live portion of the show and let us know what you think.
Yeah, Jim's out of his mind.
Well,
that's right.
Mm. It's a safety issue. And
you get a call from the lawyers at Mobile. Please do not be using our product on firearms.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah.
Not tested, not verified. Mm-hmm. No liability insurance. Okay. Good deal.
Mm-hmm. What could go wrong?
Exactly. Everything. Well, great, guys. Fun show. This is great. Appreciate all your help, as always. And congratulations to all those in Texas on getting constitutional carry passed. That is a big deal.
Good job. Way to stand up.
Thank you for your contribution on that, Tom.
Oh, I just yak. I just, you know, man, I just make noise. So it's all fun.
It's a smack yakking rack.
We better go.
Why are we still can?
Well, it's our idea.
And that's a fact, Jack.
Oh, no. No, overload. Overload.
And the fact, that's a fact, Jack, in the smack and rack.
Oh, no.
Oh, geez.
What will it drive? Tax.
Only if you're wearing your skirt, Jim. Only if you're wearing a skirt.
Well, what am I not? You know?
It's a good thing this is not televised.
Yes, there's
no video. Oh, my gosh. Have a good week, guys.
Be safe, buddy.
Well, that wraps up another Gun Talk After Show. But if you want even more gun-related stuff, don't forget to check out Gundealio. It's the app for Apple and Android phones that connects you to all the Gun Talk shows, plus even more. And we'll catch you next time for the Gun Talk After Show.